Elsewhere, more Guantanamo Bay prisoners go on hunger strike to protest their indefinite detention at the notorious U.S. camp. More than 100 prisoners have joined a hunger strike, which is now in its fifth week. The protest action involves Camp 6, which houses about 130 men. All the inmates at the cell are reportedly on hunger strike, except for a few who are elderly or sick. Lawyers are complaining of deteriorating health conditions of their clients and what they call a worsening humanitarian crisis. Several attorneys have written to the commander of Guantanamo about men coughing up blood and losing consciousness. Several rights advocates have now testified before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. They've questioned the U.S. government's failure to close the prison camp. They've also testified about the grave psychological impact of indefinite detention and the deaths of men at Guantanamo. Political analyst Mr. Elias Farhad joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Farhad, welcome to the program. Not only is Guantanamo Bay far from being shut down, but the circumstances for the inmates continue to get worse day by day. And some of those inmates haven't been charged with any crime or even seen a judicial panel in years. In your opinion, how can Guantanamo continue to function in the manner that it has?
Okay, President Obama, before his first term, he committed to close the Guantanamo camp, but he did nothing, and he was re-elected and did nothing, and the camp still working as a camp which is allowed all the illegal and torturing exercises against the inmates are being taking place in all the inmates, and reports came from inside the camp 6 exactly that there are insulting exercises against them. For example, taking the Holy Quran from the prisoners and in a discretional way, which is a degrading a devout Muslim, and in addition of torturing, and in addition of a lot of exercises, so that they forced the inmates to claim on hunger strike before, I think, since 6 or 7 weeks. And the human rights organization and all the world, the United Nations, nobody really intervened in a serious way to put an end to this bad case. In the Guantanamo Naval Base for the United States is outside the United States, so that the president and the administration, the U.S. administrations, is out of accountability in the Congress or in the press or in other civil society organization inside the United States, because they say that this is going on outside the United States, so that the American laws and practices do not apply on those people. And you know that all of them are Muslims, all of them are devout Muslims. They do not respect the prayer time, and they do not respect the traditional faith of Islam of the inmates, and a lot of insults which forced them to this hunger strike since more than 6 weeks.
All right, very well. Political analyst Mr. Elias Farhat joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, thank you for contributing to the program.